Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the eighth installment of Thoughts on Chanukah. As we continue to discuss Al Hanisim, there is a very famous question which is posed near the end of the prayer, which is we talk about the fact that God gave over Giborim Yad Chalashim, that these strong warriors, which were the soldiers against us, far more prepared for battle than these weak Jews. They gave the strong over to the weak, v'rabim b'yad mi'atim, and gave the many in number over to the hands of the small in number, utzmeim b'yad tahorim, and he gave the ritually impure to the hands of the ritually pure, rishoyim b'yad tzadikim, and he gave the wicked to the righteous, v'zeidim b'yad oskei sarosecha, and he gave the sinners over to the hands of those who deal with God's Torah. So of these five couplings, the last three actually explain why God allowed us to succeed. Because we were the pure ones and they were the impure ones. We were the righteous and they were the wicked, etc. The first two, he allowed us to succeed despite that fact. Even though we were the weak ones and they were the strong ones, he allowed us to succeed. Even though we were the few in number, they were the many in number, he allowed us to succeed. So it's a very strange list. So two out of the five are despite the fact. Three out of the five are because of the fact. What a strangely inconsistent list. So Rav Friedlander says what many commentators say, which is, truth be told, the strong in the hands of the weak, the many in the hands of the few, is also an explanation, not a despite the fact. Why? The reason why the Jews won was because they were willing to risk their lives. I believe we made reference to this earlier in the series. The reason why the Jews enjoyed such tremendous assistance from above was because it made no sense for them to win, and they fought anyway. So as great a merit is the fact that we were pure and we were righteous, is that we were in a fight that we had no business winning, and we were in the fight anyway, and we were willing to fight. And that in of itself is the greatest of merits. So we won because we were the weak and they were the strong, not despite. It's a powerful thing to think about if every now and then in life, just saying to oneself, I don't know if this is going to work, but I have to try. And it could very well be the fact that one tries is in and of itself the greatest cause for the success. Continuing in Al Hanisim, we say that God made a tshua gedola furkan, a great salvation and redemption, kayom hazeh, like this day. What a strange phrase, like this day. What does that mean? On some level, it clearly is trying to connect the salvation of the Chanukah story to our times and our day and age. But how exactly is that connection made? So, and implying, by the way, that there's some salvation specifically in our times, but connected to those days. A little bit difficult to understand. So Friedlander suggests two approaches. One is that we believe that there are unique powers, abilities, potential in different times of the calendar. And that we absolutely believe that a great story can happen again on Chanukah, specifically in that time of year, specifically at the end of Kislev, specifically at the beginning of Teves. We believe in that. And that the same way that God did a great thing for the Jews because they rolled up their sleeves and risked their lives, something great can happen again. I don't know. I'm sure many people listening have far better or rich memories of this type of thing than what I'm about to mention. But for me, one of the most inspiring moments that plays to that was, if people remember the first Gulf War, and it was a very nervous time for the Israeli society, and it was very unclear what weapons Saddam Hussein had and what he was going to do and what he wasn't going to do. And America was very much pressuring the Israelis not to get involved in the fight. And the things really became clear that it was really safe and all right, Purim time. And there was this beautiful feeling of Purim. Oh, you know, it's a time of God helping the Jews, it's a time of salvation, and we like plugged into Purim in a different way. So that's kind of the first idea, that we believe that each of these days can carry with them great potential for great things in our present and future. The other idea Rav Friedlander mentions about tying it into the day is that the very recognition that I have a greater clarity of the hand of God in my life is in and of itself a personal salvation. So God saved the Jews in the Hanukkah story, and there's a trickle-down effect of that salvation. Didn't mean to get political, but a trickle-down effect of that salvation to each and every one of us davening the Al Nisim, to each and every one of us lighting a menorah, because we're inspired by it. And the very inspiration is a salvation in its own right. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.